Hello, this is Nyamka, and I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Rebranded Christianity. The title of this episode is The One, When Dating Isn't Fun Anymore. Before we discuss, I want you to check out my website, nyamkaward.com, and it is a one-stop shop for all of my podcasts, my blogs, the Rebranded Christianity YouTube program, and just information about me. I would love for you to subscribe to my mailing list. You can do that right on my website. Also, if you are on social media, I am on Twitter and Instagram, and my Twitter and Instagram handles are at Nyamka Ward. So I'm not as active on Twitter and Instagram as I used to be, but I would still love for you to jump on there and follow me. Okay, so let's jump into this episode. Now, the concept of the one, if there's such a thing or if there isn't, has been debated for years. And this episode isn't about that. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So whether or not you believe in the one may be debatable. But what isn't debatable is that God has a perfect plan for your life, and either the person you are marrying is in his perfect will or it isn't. And that isn't debatable. You can date as many people as you want, but when it comes to whom you choose to marry, it is either God's perfect will for you to do that or it isn't. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus said, "What God has joined together, not what you have joined together." So how does the one connect to my subtitle, When Dating Isn't Fun Anymore? My evolution on dating starts with high school and discovering what type of guys I was attracted to physically. And then the college years, where I initially started with just wanting to have fun and date a ton of guys. But by the end of college, I evolved to the understanding of dating for marriage. Now, how did I get to that point? I was tired of dating guys that didn't have a relationship with the Lord. Yes, all said they were Christians for the most part, but living out their Christianity on a day-to-day basis wasn't a vital part of their lives. And that created a limit on where the relationship could go unless someone fundamentally changed. And I wasn't going to do that, nor require someone else to do that. When I reached this point, casual dating wasn't fun anymore to me. It was a waste of time. And I switched to dating for marriage, only dating men that I believed we had marriage potential. But dating for marriage introduced me to another element. And that is, even though someone I'm dating is a Christian, that doesn't mean it's in God's perfect will for us to get married. So I needed to pray that classic verse from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. When I started dating men that I believe were dedicated men of God, in my mind, never to them, I was immediately at the altar with them. But the Holy Spirit would show me right at the beginning the outcome. And if he showed me that it wasn't going to work out, I could either heed that warning and walk away or disregard it and pay the price. And for the most part, just being honest, I paid the price. And in the end, it wasn't worth it. I've learned that even if you don't believe in the one, there is the one who is in God's perfect will for you. I believe the struggle that people have with the concept of the one when it's connected to the one who is in God's perfect will for you to marry is, when will that happen? How long is the wait? Like, come on, God. God's timing can seem as elusive as a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, but it really isn't. His timing is the perfect timing for his perfect plan that he has already mapped out for your life. And I know cultural, family, and societal pressures and expectations can weigh on us as well. But our best lives are always found in the center of God's perfect will. So as you are on this dating journey or waiting journey, know this, your Heavenly Father has this mapped out for you. Talk to Him about it, and He'll direct you right to your happily ever after. So that is this episode of Rebranded Christianity. I want to thank you once again for joining me. My name is Nyamka. I want you to check out my website, nyamkaward.com, subscribe to my mailing list, and join me for the next episode. I hope you have a wonderful day.